Beyond the Black Stump is the catch cry of the town of Coolah, a rural-based community near the beautiful Coolah Tops National Park. Less than an hour down the road is a similar country town called Dunedoo, recently ravaged by bushfires. Curious Central West questioner Fiona Luckhurst lives on a property between the two towns.
I moved out here about 7 years ago and I've lived in quite a few different places. I bought a small settler's cottage here and I've been living in that cottage for 4 years now. My question, when I first came out here, I was really aware that there's quite a lot of Aboriginal sites quite close to my house, and I've heard that there were Aboriginal people living just up the creek from my place, and not seeing any sort of visible Aboriginal presence in the area, I was just interested to find out what happened to the Aboriginal people, whether they moved off to Wellington or whatever happened.
Hi, I'm Melanie Pearce for Curious Central West. I spent a couple of days in Coolah and Dunedoo as part of this investigation and asked around about the local Aboriginal population. But as Fiona suggested, it was pretty hidden. While there are people who on the census identify as Aboriginal, no one was willing or able to direct me to an Aboriginal person who was originally from the area. It's clear, however, there was once Aboriginal occupation in the region, which is on the border of Wiradjuri and Kamilaroi country.
John, we have walked up a bit of a rocky area and we have found some caves in the Dunedoo Coolah district. What have we found?
Well, this cave we're standing in now has handprints from the Aboriginal time. They've been done by holding their hand up against the rock face and blowing ochre onto it, onto their hand and onto the rock underneath or by their hand.
That's Dunedoo-based historian John Horn, who took me through some of the history of the Aboriginal people in the area.
There are reports that, you know, the early explorers and the early settlers make mention of Aborigines living here in their traditional way. Well, there are rock grooves near where Fiona lives and things like that. And there are marked trees. Well, I believe there are canoe trees too.
It seems early on European and Aboriginal interaction was friendly, but that changed once more settlers started arriving. Historian John Horn again.
Following the Robertson Land Settlement Act in 1860 or whatever, and the bigger holdings could be selected on, there were quite a number of 30-acre blocks taken up here at Hannah's Bridge.
There was, as you mentioned, Aboriginal people would have been living here by the river. But then what happened when they started to get populated?
They died off due to our introduced diseases. They were killed off by the Europeans, and what was left moved away, or was moved away, I think.
Do you know where to? Is there any evidence of that?
Well, supposedly to the mission at Wellington, but I don't have any proof.
It has been really tricky to find out where those family connections went to. Have you or any other historians around tried to track this down?
No. The fact remains that this area seems to have a bad reputation amongst Aboriginal people. They don't like to live here.
That theme of a bad vibe or bad feeling was one I heard a few times travelling around the two towns, including speaking to patrons at a pub in Dunedoo. Locals also told me that massacres did occur in the area, although they may not have been documented. I went to Professor Lyndall Ryan, who's been studying and mapping Aboriginal massacres for the past 4 years, and asked her if she knew about any in the Coolah Dunedoo area.
No, I haven't at this stage, but that doesn't mean that nothing happened. I'm finding that the central west area of New South Wales is proving quite difficult to get some clues to get me going. I'm beginning to realise that just about every region in eastern Australia had some kind of massacre at some point. And I can't imagine that that region would be any different.
What I really wanted was to find out what happened from a descendant of Aboriginal people of the Coolah Dunedoo area. With a colleague, we hit the phones and rang several dozen groups and individuals in Dubbo, Wellington, Mudgee and Coonabarabran, as well as further afield in Sydney. In nearly all cases, the trail went cold and no one seemed to know anyone from Coolah or Dunedoo. But then I met Midnight Bryden, a Wiradjuri man who runs a business out of Narromine. He was born and raised at Dunedoo, but like many of his generation, didn't know or identify as Aboriginal until fairly recently.
As kids, we were growing up in Dunedoo, there was Aboriginal people about, but not all that many. Coolah was the same. Coolah, they're my odd one. But I think we're looking back more, like my grandma was an Aboriginal lady, and as was her mum and so on. Look, I don't know why we didn't have a big population of Aboriginal people. And bearing in mind, when I was a child, and so like many others, not many people wanted to own up to the fact that they were black.
As to the bad vibe or feeling, he said he personally hadn't felt it about Coolah or Dunedoo, but he didn't discount it. I headed online and to social media and sought the help of David Towney, a Wiradjuri man from Peak Hill who runs the Wiradjuri News Service. He posted a request asking for anyone with ancestry from the Dunedoo Coolah area. People posted back and they talked about hearing about their Aboriginal ancestors from these towns, hiding their Aboriginality and being taken away from the area as children. David Towney says Coolah and Dunedoo's situation is probably replicated in a lot of country towns that don't have large Aboriginal populations today.
Probably the first thing that could be said is that there wasn't an Aboriginal, or there doesn't seem to be an Aboriginal settlement of any sort, like a mission or a reserve that was in place. Aboriginal families moved more so to the areas where either government moved Aboriginal people or just a natural movement from a place where you could be catered for or cared for more, because a lot of the areas where Aboriginal people were left isolated and in a sort of no man's land sort of area with no community to support each other. So it seems like that might be the case around the Coolah and Dunedoo area, and people are moved off to the soldier settlement near Wellington or near Mudgee, further afield to Newcastle.
That matched what other Aboriginal people I spoke to said when they suggested some of the Coolah Dunedoo Indigenous people may have headed in search of work following the railways. So the answer I've come to for Fiona doesn't seem at all clear, but is a mixture of factors, including possibly massacres, movements, and a myriad of missing history. I asked her if she was satisfied with the results.
Yes, it is. I've learnt a lot through the process, and I guess not. The whole story hasn't been told, but then the whole story is never told. Sometimes things don't have a clear answer, or there's not just one answer to a question.
For more of this story, including some video and pictures of the sites we visited, head online to abc.net.au/Central West. And don't forget there to cast your vote in our latest Curious Central West voting round. Next week, we'll head to a fascinating collection of geological giants near Bathurst called Rock Forest and find out how they came to be.